Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that is GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. This week, I am attending the International Conference on Precision Agriculture. This is the 11th annual conference, and to learn about what's going on here, what are some of the new things in precision ag that we are going to be seeing over the next couple days, I had a chance to visit right up front with the head guy, Dr. Raj Khosla. He is president of the International Society for Precision Agriculture, which was formed at the last conference 2 years ago. That is the organization that is now primarily responsible for putting on this conference every other year. So we're going to learn a little bit more about what's on the program this year from Dr. Raj Khosla. I guess the first question we always like to ask, what's new? You've had 10 of these before, so let's look at the 11th. What kind of a program do we have, and what are some of the things that are maybe a little points of real interest this year on the program?
Thank you, Chuck, for the opportunity to have a chance to speak with you and share with you some of the things that we're doing at the 11th International Conference on Precision Agriculture. Obviously, I'm very excited to be hosting the third international conference under my leadership here. The 11th International Conference really is a continuous growth on where and what we have built in the last 22 years. At the last conference, we have formed the International Society of Precision Agriculture, so this would be the second conference we are organizing under its leadership. And the program continues to grow, as you will see starting tomorrow, that we are hosting delegates from close to 45 countries, and not just advanced countries, but they're coming from all over the world, all continents. So that is exciting. Some of the new things that you will find in continuation to crop nutrient management and remote sensing and crop sensing, something that is coming up really quick and more high-tech is machine vision, where scientists are now developing technology using multiple cameras, developing a recognition system on the fly for the machines to look at high-value crops currently and maybe in future other row crops as well, and make decision using those machine vision on the fly. So I'll give you one example, like grapevine vines in California or citrus crop in Florida. These are very high-value crops and lots at stake when the fruits are blossoming. And so by employing these larger machines, they will help the farmer or the manager make better decision. And now in some cases, the entire pruning operation might be done using machine vision. Okay, and so we have two sessions lined up focused completely on machine vision, automation, and robotics. So that's something new. What is really interesting, in addition to some of the aspects that we have seen in past, is precision conservation and carbon management. How could we extend not just field scale or farm scale to a landscape scale? How could we check soil erosion or manage water more efficiently? As we go forward from this point onwards with increasing population, we'll find that the resources are limiting. Water is a big one, and could we incorporate water also into the precision agriculture? So we have another session designed on water management called spatial water management, and we have a session on that too. So these are some of the new things that are that you'll be observing at the 11th International Conference on Precision Agriculture.
I think precision goes hand in hand with conservation. Learned some of that just last week on a conservation tour in Illinois, in fact. How about also just from the standpoint that, you know, it's been 2 years since the last conference, we've seen a lot of growth in mobile information technology just in 2 years. It was started then, but certainly even in the precision area with things like apps that allow a farmer or say a an advisor or somebody to manage information or share it and that kind of thing too?
You know, information and communication technologies in agriculture, whether it's mobile-based or pen-tablet-based or small computer-based, will continue to grow. This is just the beginning of that era where we are going away from desktop-based solutions to complete mobile solutions, because we have nanotechnology in place that can create a much smaller computer, provide internet access to it on the fly, so that you're not relying on a later decision, but it incorporates decision on the go. Are we there yet? Not quite. But we're taking these baby steps to get closer to that reality, where when you as a crop advisor, you go out, you're scouting a field, you take an image of that, it will almost instantaneously try to match that infestation with whatever database that you have subscribed to, and will tell you what the symptoms are, and depending on your counts that you fed into the data dictionary, whether it has crossed the economic threshold limit or not, whether you should pick up the phone call and tell the farmer, hey, you need to go and spray this field. We're getting closer and closer to that. Some states are obviously ahead of the other states, but it always happens with any new technology that some of the progressive farmers and advisors will take and run with it, and then there is a tail end of people who will follow later.
We have a word that's been coined in the ag sector for people who like to use a lot of these gadgets, are called ag nerds. And so I'm looking forward to seeing some of my ag nerd friends here. I think I already have, actually. Let's see here. How about as far as who's attending? You mentioned attendees from 45 different countries, but this is a real mix here, I imagine, between research and like you mentioned, crop advisors. I assume farmers will be here too.
Absolutely. One of the reasons that we've moved to Indianapolis from Denver is I wanted to create a legacy that whoever is the next president doesn't necessarily mean that this conference must move to his or her location, okay? Which in case the next president-elect is Dr. John Stafford, and he's from United Kingdom, and not to my
knowledge.
We're going
overseas.
Not to my knowledge, we are not going to London or anywhere in England. Having said that, as you may know, the Midwest is a really big draw for practitioners. What is also interesting is in the last 6 years of my tenure, since I took the baton over from David Mulla from University of Minnesota, my association with ICPA and International Society of Precision Agriculture has taken me to about 24 countries. And I see a growing interest. And that's exactly what you will witness here, as I mentioned earlier, that you will have participants not from advanced countries, but from a lot of developing countries. So who do we have here? We have a sold-out exhibit area, which is really excellent. I know in the past two conferences, we had to put some of our sponsors who were not really interested in exhibit area, but we extended an exhibition area to them. This year, we are sold out. So we have a lot of industry involved in it. We have a fair number of sponsors, not just from U.S., but from overseas as well. Then we have crop advisors, consultants, practitioners, some farmers, whole bunch of federal scientists, state scientists from all over the U.S., and several places from overseas. So it's a very large mix of people here. If I were to think what are the five top countries that are represented here with large delegations, traditionally, U.S. has been the largest delegation, and you will see that here as well. Our tradition says that Germany is the second largest contingent, but this year it's Brazil. And then, of course, we have Germany and China and South Africa and several other countries down the path that are bringing significant number of people, both scientists and practitioners, to take advantage of, I would say, one of the largest gathering in the world in terms of precision agriculture, science, and technology.
Now, you mentioned the forming of ISPA. I assume that there'll be a meeting here, a business meeting for the organization. And how has that progressed since its launch?
That's a really good question. Yes, we will be having a general body meeting of International Society of Precision Agriculture. Also, following the Tuesday luncheon and award ceremony, we will have our second set of elections where we have several nominees running for the president-elect position. And we have nominees from U.S. and other countries also, as is reflected in an international society. Likewise, we'll have elections for secretary's position and treasurer position. And so as I finish up this conference, I will pass the presidential gavel to Dr. John Stafford, and he will become the president from that point. Whoever we elect as the next exec body officer will become the president-elect, and the secretary and treasurer. So yes, we'll have a general body meeting. There's already a lot of suggestions that are coming through emails or through word of mouth, but there will be formal elections done electronically as it was done 2 years back.
Well, I think that gives us a pretty good overview of what we're going to be seeing and hearing here at this 11th International Conference on Precision Agriculture. Thank you very much, Dr. Raj Khosla. Well, that is our Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.